What do you get when you have one voiceover girl?
Oh, and me. That makes two voiceover girls.
Okay, when you have two voiceover girls, separated by one pond and two perspectives.
I know. You get the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast.
That's right. Let's listen as Rami and Jessica share their journey into the voiceover industry.
Hi, welcome to the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. In today's episode, I'll be talking with some folks who do podcasts that are not voiceover-centric. These interviews were conducted while Rami was moving house, so you might notice that we're down a voice. First up are the hosts of the Dark Asylum podcast. Big Vicious, Darkness, and Zach Winters are three wrestlers I've gotten to know a little bit during my time as the ring announcer at Power Pit Pro Wrestling. Big Vicious is a guy who likes to hang out with his buds, and since he's an independent pro wrestler, he also likes to get beat up by his buds. He's a self-proclaimed nerd who's into nerdy things like comic books, and says he even got his kiddo involved in all of that too. At first, Darkness said he was born on a dark and stormy night. Then he switched gears and told me the real story. Darkness was born in the 80s in California. He learned how to read with comic books. He saw his first wrestling event, the Royal Rumble, in 1988, and he's been hooked since then. Years later, Darkness was given an opportunity to wrestle in California and continued his wrestling career when he moved to Oregon. He's been sidelined by injuries a few times, but he always seems to find his way back to wrestling. Zach Winters, who is usually the most talkative, surprisingly had the least to say about himself. Like his co-hosts, he loved wrestling as a kid and became a wrestler at 19, way too young in his opinion. First, he met Big V, and then through Big V, he met Darkness. And the rest, as they say, is history. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention the voiceover connection for the Dark Asylum podcast. So it turns out Zach has been interested in pursuing voice acting for a while now. He used to do theater and once upon a time worked in radio, but he hasn't made the leap yet to turn voice acting from a dream to a reality and make it his career. Of course, that perked my ears right up and I thought, I wonder if Zach needs any help with that. So there you go. Anywho, the first episode of the Dark Asylum podcast was published in August 2020 and has been a source of entertainment for not only them, but their listeners as well. Here is what happened when I sat down with Big Vicious, Darkness, and Zach Winters to chat about their experiences as podcasters. Did the fact that all of you are independent pro wrestlers influence your decision to become podcasters?
I mean, that's kind of the whole idea of the podcast we had, is just like three buds who like to bullshit with each other. And then we're just like, hey, let's start a podcast and just be entertaining to other people for once, instead of just entertaining ourselves in the back locker room. The original idea was just to set up a microphone in the locker room and see what happens.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
It started, our podcast was just like, we didn't get that weekly fix of hanging out with each other. So we're like, fuck, let's do a podcast because COVID, you know? So yeah. Like, start it up and maybe other people will listen.
The idea, like at first it was just V and Darkness. And then they recorded the first episode that didn't even make air because it was so terrible. And then they called me up.
It was like,
hey, Zach, we need somebody with some charisma in the show. Would you be willing to do it?
Okay. No, I'll break down the real story. Me and Darkness were talking about doing a podcast like even before the pandemic. And when the pandemic hit, we're like, hey, let's go ahead and do this podcast. Zach's like, what? A podcast? Okay, we'll do that. Like, we didn't even ask him.
I just bullied myself onto it.
It was like, he was there. It was like, okay, cool. You know, but no, it was, I mean,
my dog that never went home.
But no, hold on. In my defense, I did set up the whole like first episode and getting the times and getting everybody wrangled in. So
yeah, even more of the backstory. Me and V had talked about doing a podcast, and I'm not a big enough bully to make V do anything, but Zach is. So we brought Zach on so Zach can make V show up to the podcast. And yeah, Zach just like, I'll get him to show up. He was in there and he got him.
It was just a matter of when Darkness asked me the first time, it was like we were wrestling weekly and it was trying to find the time between work, wrestling. And then when the pandemic hit, I mean, it freed up a lot of time.
Yeah, I bet.
I miss my friends.
Let's do a podcast. Works. I think there's quite a few people who had podcasts that came out during the pandemic, and it was all as a result of like, well, what do I do now? Like, I got to do something creative with my time or get connected.
Yeah, but ours is the best.
Got it.
We're the third most listened to podcast in Lithuania at 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m. even. So somebody wakes up and says, I'm going to take a shower and listen to the Dark Asylum podcast.
Listen to Darkness's sultry tones.
Got it.
I always liked the idea that like all the non-English speaking countries listen to us as like a tool to learn English. So like.
I shudder to think that we're influencing the rest of the world dramatically or any other way. It's surprised we have as many people listening to us as we do, but
I'm shocked.
I am. And we're all over the world. It's crazy.
What's your listenership? Listen. Like, how many downloads do you guys have?
This week's episode, I think we're up to like, we dropped what, Friday? So I don't know. It's up to like 20 or so.
Yeah, we're up to a whole like 25.
25 as in 25.
Yeah.
No, 25,000.
You never know. I was going to be like, whoa, like, tell me your secrets. I don't understand. I got like 200 downloads if I'm lucky. Yeah.
Crazy, because it gives me the analytics after a while, and it's like people are all over the place. New Zealand, Romania, Trinidad and Tobago, like places I haven't ever hardly heard of, and there's people listening to us.
So when you started your podcast, was there anything that you were like, did you have any expectations or anything that you were just like, okay, this is what I expected and here's reality, or anything like that?
No, at the beginning it was just whatever. I mean, we just started recording and just saw where it went. There was no real expectations. There was no real knowledge of what we were doing. It was just kind of like, really, we just want to talk to each other.
A lot of people don't know this, but the Dark Asylum podcast head to toe is scripted.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. The only thing scripted is Zach's soft opening in the beginning where he comes up with it. We always say the same thing at the end of the show. Other than that, it's up in the air.
So I figured, like, try to tweak it a little bit differently each time, try to make it my own, and try to make it funny, which works about 35% of the time.
Yeah, sometimes the jokes don't land, huh?
Well, it's highbrow comedy.
Oh, it's highbrow. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
I had to learn all these different programs in order to get the audio going and stuff like that. So that was a big kind of thing for me, but I just looked at it like, okay, it's a learning experience. I'll figure something new out. If we get three people to listen to us, I would be amazed if it's not just our families. But yeah, I mean, we were just doing it for ourselves. And for anyway, that's how I was. I mean, I wasn't expecting anything from it, or I didn't, you know, the floods of fan mail that come to my house every day is astounding. So like that scene in Miracle on 34th Street, they're just bringing in bags and
shooting through his
chimney. I know, I see him behind you, but I think they've got like a cloaking device or something that's like, you know, keeping them out of view.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Let's
keep that. I did it for the millions of dollars and the women.
Yeah. The podcasting is not cheap. Like, surprisingly.
Have you ever seen podcasting groupies? It's awful.
Think about that being a thing, but like there's fandom for everything, so it makes perfect sense. Wow. Yeah,
I found out they have podcast conventions.
Yeah.
What do? You go and just like see the people that you listen to every week and you're like disappointed?
Well, yeah, we got to do that. I say we do that though, but like the whole time we're just apologizing for how we look. Like, this is how we look in real life. We're sorry. And then everybody's just walking by Big V and they're just like, he looks like a sick Sasquatch.
Wear boxers with a bathrobe and just sit there. Whoa, this is how I look during podcasts.
Right.
So with this podcast, I decided, we need like lore and backstory. And like, and in my head one day, I just thought it'd be the funniest thing ever to like try to spread the word that Darkness was a furry. Yeah.
That's why I started the It's a Bold-Faced Lie, Sir. Every story you come up with, he's like, no, we were doing this trip, and all of a sudden you start pulling out anything. All of a sudden, as soon as I start, like, because he's convincing at first, you're like, wait, no, that's a bold-faced lie, sir.
So it became a bit, huh?
Oh yeah.
Anytime. And the way he does it, it starts out like, I kind of remember this. And then it's like, he just goes a little bit further and further. I'm like, this doesn't sound as familiar as I thought it did. And then he goes off into the like bizarre. I'm like, no, what the hell? And then V's like, that's a lie. I was like, oh, well, he got me again. All right. Well,
I don't even like beans.
Yeah.
It starts off enough to hook you, making it sounds real. Then all of a sudden he goes off into this like tangent and then you're like, wait, did that happen? No, it couldn't have happened.
Half of our show is Zach lying, doing impressions from the Big Lebowski. So that's basically our show in a nutshell.
Darkness. He's like the Eeyore of the group.
I feel like he's like in a comedy routine, he's the straight man, like from what I've listened to. Like,
yes.
He's always like wrangling you guys in to like, well, mostly you, Zach, but like he's wrangling in whatever's going on and keeping it on task and moving it forward. Yeah. And did that just happen naturally, or was that
Darkness? Well, has always been kind of the mom of the group.
I'm the one that's got the pool in front of me that's watching the timer on the episode going past 3 hours. I'm like, all right guys, reel it back in. But I don't know, I guess I kind of do my best, but it's just because I don't want to edit out all the Big V's heavy breathing and all of Zach's farting and belching into the mic and singing songs that get his copyright stricken and all that good stuff. So try to keep a little bit of order. We had an episode, I don't remember what, like he had just gotten off work or we had to wake him up to do the episode.
An all-nighter.
Yeah, that's what it was. And he literally fell asleep during the episode. And we could hear him snoring.
Oh he my God. Like,
oh, what, the what do you think about that, V?
He fell asleep.
Yeah. I think we even named it Big V Falls Asleep in this one or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. I was out.
Yeah, you know, editing is your friend.
It's amazing that we even get a weekly show out there half the time.
Yeah, it's a grind to do podcasting. Thinking about what goes into it, like time and money and the process and what's that look like for you guys? Are you self-funding it? Do you have sponsors? Like
we should get sponsors.
Nice.
I was trying to get sponsors there in the beginning.
You guys have a Patreon?
No. My sister-in-law was the biggest sponsor at $5 a month. And then she stopped just recently. And I was like, well, what the heck? I'm not buying Girl Scout cookies from her daughters anymore. But Anchor lets us put an ad in there. And I recorded the ad. Like, first thing I ever did was record this terrible ad. Hey, I think we looked at it. 4 or 5 cents. And since we've been doing it, I think, I don't know.
Is it an affiliate link? Is that what it is? Like an affiliate link where somebody like if they or
it's Anchor's actual like you make an ad for Anchor.
Okay. So it's ad placement revenue. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. So we make a little bit off of that. We just cobbled this whole thing together, but somehow it works. It's been fun.
How about any thoughts for the aspiring podcasters out there?
Just do it.
With enough perseverance and drive and motivation, you too can have a podcast as good as ours.
Shut up. No, you can't. I say if you think about doing a podcast, especially a podcast about nerd culture and pop culture, don't, because we already have that market nailed down.
Okay.
And I will end. I will end all competition. I will set you on fire. I will salt the earth. Do not step on my feet. Sorry, I blacked out for a second.
Yeah, I noticed. We concluded that interview in true wrestling fashion, didn't we? Next up are Peter and Casey Nightingale from the Mermaid and Mountain Goat podcast. Peter and Casey Nightingale are full-time RVers. I met Casey through one of the full-time RVer Facebook groups when someone asked the group what they did for a living as a full-timer. Casey was interested in learning more about becoming a voice actor, and I was able to answer some questions she had and refer her to some places to start learning about all things voiceover. We hit it off, and now we chat regularly about what she's learning and how she can grow her new voiceover business. Peter and Casey met in high school and have been married for 25 years. They've been small business owners of several different businesses over the years. They began their RV adventures through trips with the family over days or weeks while the kids were growing up. Once their 3 kiddos all left home, they had the opportunity to downsize, travel, and explore. Originally, they wanted to live on a sailboat. They even bought one to fix it up and live in it. But when it came time to set sail, they figured out it was just not feasible. So instead, they decided to become full-time RVers in a Class A, aka drivable, RV. The first episode of the Mermaid and Mountain Goat podcast was published in August 2021. They've been providing entertainment and insight for the RV community and beyond by sharing their experiences and the things they've learned along the way. When I sat down with Peter and Casey, they were stopped at an RV park in Mississippi. Let's have a listen to what they have to say about podcasting.
You wanted to know about the podcast and how that happened.
Yeah.
That was me. That was totally me. I get these amazing thoughts at 3 a.m. that are in the shower. And it's when my thinker works. And I woke up one morning and I said to him, I said, why don't we do a podcast? Because at that time, Peter had a YouTube channel for one of our businesses, and it was actually really well received. We giggled about it, but he would play, we owned a pawn shop and we sold guns and hunting equipment and all that stuff. And then he would break out into song with his ukulele. Nice. Just because he had to fill content.
I bought a ukulele collection. In the pawn shop, I bought a bunch of ukuleles, and you end up sitting there a lot, just sitting around waiting for customers. So yep. I decided I'd learn ukulele. And when we started the YouTube channel, it was more kind of to do an inventory video. And every couple of weeks, we'd do a quick walkthrough, and then I'd add in something else, like making a gold bar or whatever. And I started doing ukulele, and we had so many customers come into the pawn shop talking about YouTube episodes that we were shocked that people even gave a crap. So, so we decided to go traveling. We knew it's a lot of work. You know, YouTube is a lot of work editing the videos. It was taking me hours to make a 15-minute video. And we knew when we went traveling, we still wanted to do something like that. And you know, so we started the podcast. We thought it'd be kind of a good halfway in between. There's still editing involved, but it's not quite as intense as it was on the YouTube show.
And we started it in our, because when we sold our home back in June, we ended up being able to live in our lower barn area in our mobile home, in our RV. And we had a harvest host. We did harvest host. And I don't know if everybody knows what that is, but it's all around the US. I don't know if it's around the world, but you can actually stop at different businesses and you patronize them. So you give them some money and you stay for the night. It's kind of boondocking. And we had one for the pawn shop. And oh my gosh, we were very busy. But we actually started interviewing harvest host people. Just they would sit down, we'd give them a glass of wine, and then they'd tell us their story as to why they were on the road. And it was fascinating. And we loved it. And we're actually friends with some of them. We're actually on Saturday going to visit people that showed up on our doorstep to boondock. We're going to go see them. So the podcast came out of that. Now, I think the only other thing we know is we also learned about we do podcasting because we are to the RV community and the boating community, and they're usually driving or sailing, or so we're easier to listen to. But our son, actually, and he would be remiss if we didn't say this, our oldest son actually got us into this because our oldest son has a podcast following for, oh, I'm such a nerd. So,
yeah.
What's it called?
He's into Godzilla. Whatever you call those huge monsters from like Japanese.
Kaiatu?
I don't know what the word is. I know what you're talking about.
It's like kaiju or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he told us he was going to do it. Him and his buddy from high school are both doing well now in college in Boston. And he said he was going to do this podcast. We just thought it was the most ridiculous thing ever. And they got a ton of followers because apparently it's a thing.
It's so, a thing, apparently.
Yeah.
I was at a dinner party before. I worked for a big company. It was a big company that I worked for. And the HR manager said, so how's Nolan? That's the name of her oldest son. And I said, oh, he's doing this podcast about Godzilla. And she's like, kaiju? Like, I love that. She wrote it down and follows him. Okay.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah,
so I think the point was that when we found out that that could get that many listeners, we're like, geez, people have got to love us.
Yeah. I noticed that. So like with my blog, I just started my blog a couple months ago. Like, I've had this thought that I wanted to do a blog, but I didn't know what the hell to write. And this RV life gives me plenty of comical bits to write about, you know, especially because I just laugh at myself constantly for the stupid shit that I do. And so, like, that was one of the things. I was really kind of surprised at how many people are curious about your life as a full-time RVer, and how many people really are like, God, I'd love to do that. Like, how does that actually work? You know? And so I'll have people, you know, reach out to me about that, or they'll read my blog, or I have an audio blog too. I narrate it because, well, you know, that makes sense. But yeah, it's funny what people are into. You're like, wow, I didn't think anybody be really interested in like my antics around the RV or avoiding the poop pyramid or whatever it is, you know?
And then building the whole thing and building the brand, we'd watched enough YouTube that we kind of figured it out. I had a very rough idea of what I wanted to look like. When I say rough, it looked like a third grader drew it, because I tried to draw a mountain goat and a mermaid and a map.
Yeah, I get that.
And I sent it off to Fiverr, because I couldn't imagine it being worth more than $5. My rendition of it, and some nice man, and a couple extra $5 later, we got a brand. We have a great little logo, and we have an Instagram and a Facebook account and the podcast. Gotcha. And so our podcast is really just riffing. We take a little whiteboard and we write down what we did in the last 2 weeks, and we talk about it. Or we talk about the people we've met and what we find interesting about it. I don't know. I think for us, the biggest thing is how surprised we become on the meeting of the people and what we talk about. Because we see people at a whole different level now.
Casey's a connector. I mean, she loves to chat with people and learn their stories. And I'm almost on the other side of it, where I'm shameless and I have no problem asking questions that some people are uncomfortable. So I love getting into the nitty gritty of what got them there or whatever. So through Casey's niceness and my brashness, I guess, we end up getting the full story about these people. And it's a lot of fun to find out.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, that's a lovely charcuterie. And Peter's all, so why'd you leave your second wife? It's like, boom.
That's awesome.
But I know. So we do, and our following for the podcast is slow growing, I will say. We have, I don't even know. I think we've had 1,000 downloads so far. Did we hit that a row for that? Or we're at the 1,000 download mark, which is a big deal. For us, it is.
We don't have a lot of, I mean, our you know, it's probably a quarter family, a quarter friends, and then half other people we've met along.
Full-time RVers. Yeah. Our latest thing, though, with the podcast, what made it big were reels on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, helps drive traffic.
Just had this weird, what did it show us? This week alone, 106,000 people visited our...
It was a reel that we made probably 3 weeks ago when we were on a beach in Texas, and Casey was throwing a crab trap out into the water, and it got a little bit of view, you know, a few views. And then after like 2 weeks, all of a sudden, I don't know what algorithm hit, but it got shown like 60,000 times in one day. It was crazy.
That's cool.
Kind of neat.
It looks like a big ad for Buc-ee's, which is a famous Southern gas station. I'm in a Buc-ee's shirt. I don't know why the people found it interesting, but yeah.
Who knows? People find some of the strangest things interesting. You never know what's going to tickle somebody's fancy.
It was my left calf then, because it's a really good shot of my left calf, like muscular as I'm throwing the crab trap.
There you go. They're like, how did she get those superhero calves? Yeah.
That weird fetish out there.
So your name of your podcast is what?
Mermaid and Mountain Goat.
Okay. And so that comes from where? Just because I think I've heard a little bit.
Well, we love scuba diving. First of all, we love the ocean. We both mostly grew up in South Florida. I moved a lot as a kid, though. And I grew up partially in the mountains of New Hampshire and then partially in Florida. So We kind of combine the two, and I'm the mountain goat and Casey's the mermaid because she's always in the water.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, we plan to also take the podcast from the RV to the sailboat. So to cover both worlds and to get both demographics of
kind of the land sea thing. Gotcha. Okay. All righty. So did you have any particular expectations about what a podcast might be like? And when you got into it, were they the same, different, surprising? What were they?
Huh. I would say I thought that it would be more interview style, like yours. Uh-huh. And just the way it is, I think what's happened for us is that most times when we're out with people that we would want to interview, we'd rather be interacting with them.
Yeah.
So we end up not recording much. and then we end up doing a summary after the fact. You know, it all ends up being, and then we did this, and here's where to go when you're in San Antonio, and here's why this was great. You know, so ours ends up being really more
conversational
after the fact, yeah. Conversational between the two of us. And we would love to, though, I think, get more interview style. I think it would bring a lot more personality than just the two of us, as amazing as we are. But, you know, we can get boring.
Yeah.
We'd also, I think the other expectation we had, or I had, was it for us as a couple living on the road. I mean, we were kind of each other's everything. I mean, we're each other's pain in the butt. We're each other's best friend. And it lets us know that we have an open dialogue every 2 weeks or every week. I mean, we talk all the time, but you know, it's kind of more a real thing because we'll actually talk in the podcast and about things and I'll say, oh, I really liked this campground. And he will say, no, I'm sorry. I didn't really like it. And I'll say, well, we're going to go back there. And I'll be like, no, I really didn't like it. Or we'll talk about somebody he met and be like, oh, we met this great couple. And I'm like, oh, they weren't great. And so it's a really good lesson on everything for us. I like the idea of it. Even if no one listens, it's kind of therapeutic.
Right. I can see that. Yeah. Getting to talk about all the things that you experience. And I don't know. It's funny, mm-hmm. like how much you can put out there that you don't realize is sort of like buried in your head, you know, and then you start talking about something. It's like, oh, what about this? What about this? It doesn't even matter the topic. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, vomited. There's a lot in there.
Oh, yeah. We've had the downside happen. We'll go back to New England for Christmas. We went back and we were trying to have a conversation with people. And they were like, no, you can stop. We've already heard this. We listened to the podcast.
Oh,
and
so
like, oh shoot. I'm a good material, man.
That's true. We've had a number of times where we were talking to friends or family, and you know, you want to tell them this great story, but you already told it on the podcast. So it's
that's funny.
It already happened.
It is.
It's kind of like a damper on your good stories to tell when you go to family gatherings, huh?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Grandpa doesn't have anymore. He's got a whole candy in his pocket.
Well, we've also had the other side because we're we/I am brutally honest, and you know, so we had an issue at Thanksgiving where we went to visit family, and we were very open about what happened visiting family, and we had some family members that didn't want to talk to us for a while because they listened to the podcast and. You know, they didn't want their dirty laundry aired, I guess.
Yeah.
We keep it very real. We don't edit much. We do. And we let people know it's our thoughts and our experience. You may have something different, but I find that people find that refreshing, that they get to know how you feel. So they can make their determination whether they want to talk to you before they even really meet you. So yeah. It's a good thing. That is crazy. That's the one thing, though, about podcasting and meeting the new people. And I think I tie that a lot into also living in the RV and living a mobile lifestyle. Because mm-hmm. you're meeting new people in both ways. I love the fact that I get to be real with people.
Yeah.
And it's not, and I don't think I've ever not been real, but oh, well, maybe I haven't, but I don't know.
This is a pleaser. She definitely, it affects her if somebody doesn't like her. And that, I think that tailors how you are with people at times, which I'm
I'm more of the, you know, I've got all the friends I need, and I love meeting new people and chatting with them, but I'm not like going out of my way to find my next best friend. I'm good. But she needs everybody to like her to some extent.
I haven't on the road though. I'm very.
But she's become more open to not being, you know, super nice to everybody just to mend fences. So that's been nice.
No, for me, with the whole living on the road and the podcast and all of that, what I'm getting at is I think the biggest benefit that I have found is we are meeting people on a completely different level.
Oh, I can imagine.
I was getting my hair done the other day, and this girl cutting my hair didn't know me from Adam. She starts doing the whole hairdresser thing, chit chat. And I told her I have a podcast, and we were just talking, and all of a sudden it got onto the election, the one 2 years ago.
Oh boy.
And well, no, it was very interesting. And I welcome it. I welcome when a child wants to talk to me about this because I want to hear what they have to say. Because they're our future. They made a song about that. So I talked to this girl, and it was amazing to me because she basically looked at me as she was a 20-something Black woman in the workforce doing 60 hours a work week. I looked at her. She looked at me as a middle-aged white woman who lives in an RV and gets to travel around. Two different worlds. It was awesome to have the conversation with her, and she at the end realized how similar we were. Yeah. I mean, what she thought about me, and just because of my outer appearance, having that conversation broke down so many barriers that it was uncomfortable, but it needed to be done. And I almost wish more people would do that. Have the conversation with people. Don't be afraid of that. Then writing on Facebook or Instagram or whatever,
because it
makes you more open. Mm-hmm. And so we had people that we met on the road that we loved from Canada who were very, very, they are very good friends of ours. We're actually going to Canada to see them. That's a rarity when you meet someone, you've spent 2 weeks with them, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, we're going to change your whole life and we're going to go see you. About, I want to say 20 days into knowing them, they found out that we sold guns in our, we had a pawn shop. This couple, the wife cried. It was very awkward, but she cried because in her mind, guns equaled killing. She had this whole, and she told me, she verbalized the whole thing. So she went through this whole thing. I was so uncomfortable. I told her, I said, listen, I said, if you want to not see us because we're going to see them, I said, or if you want to end this dinner now, it's all good because everybody has to have their own journey. Mm-hmm. She next morning to her home, and she thanked me because she said that meeting Pete and I and having discussions with us and our thoughts completely blew her mind because we are totally not what she sees on TV and all of these different places. And that's wonderful as far as I'm concerned. That is why we're here and not watching CNMS, TN, to whatever they are. Nick Jr. is where I would sit, I guess. Yes. So yeah, that's
awesome. I love that. It's great that you get to have those conversations with people. And that people want to listen to them and to kind of be part of your world by being part of your listenership.
Well, and we talk about these on our podcast, and I do believe that it then lets people know when you said that it's okay to have these conversations.
Yeah.
I hope they get that out of it. I mean, I think it's, if nothing else, like that scenario where just somebody, and you know, like, we'll go over to even our own kids. Our kids are, we have 21-year-old boy-girl twins. And then we have a 23-year-old, and they are as different as any kids could be. I mean, we have a super liberal, we have a super conservative, and we have a moderate. And it's fascinating, though, that we've raised our kids to be able to have the conversation. I mean, I'm a moderate Republican, so whatever. But one of our best friends was very, very liberal.
we have great conversations because we could discuss and kind of debate on what's good, what's bad. I just fear some people nowadays, it's just, you know, whatever, young kids that think that because I'm a Republican, I must hate poor people and, you know, I don't want anybody to get help or whatever, you know, and by having the podcast, at least maybe they could hear that, oh, they think way, you know, way differently than I do, but we still see many things the same way. And I think the country, and I'm not a soapbox, you know, kumbaya kind of guy, but I think that the country needs a little more of that. You know, if the young kids can't kind of have a conversation and at least try to hear another point of view, then that's going to be the downfall.
There's adults like that too.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
there are some of these kids like that I'm like, oh my gosh, they are acting better than some of the people our age, you know, where it's like, there's more maturity in that 20 something than in you. And it's just like, oh, wow. Yeah. There's some pretty cool things. Some of the kids, you know, in our kids' generation, they're coming up with some pretty cool stuff and some really, like, they're opening up their minds a little bit to thinking about things a little bit differently. And that's good too. And I mean, of course there's the exception to the rule where you're just like, oh, get off your dead ass and do something. But like, you know, overall, pretty good generation that's kind of like questioning like the status quo, which is good.
Yeah. And having questions and talking to people that's kind of why we do what we do.
Is there anything that was kind of surprising to you as far as when you got into podcasting, like where you were just like, oh my goodness, this was so surprising?
Yeah. There are some shows that we do that we think are very interesting, mm-hmm. and they bomb.
Oh,
we did a whole thing on medical tourism, and we were shocked that nobody wanted
our least amount of listeners. I thought at least in the RV community, you know, in the traveling community, it would be a no-brainer. I mean, it was, and the guts of the conversation were so meaningful. I mean, we saved a ton of money and got great care. And I just thought anybody that listened to that, I mean, I thought people were going to be sharing it, you know, like, oh my God, mom, grandma, you got to listen to this. Like, this is a thing. Nobody gave a crap.
The ones that get popular shows are surprises sometimes too. I'm trying to even think, we had one and I can't even quote it anymore.
We're not great on, one thing we need to learn better is like SEO, you know, the search engine deal. Cause, you know, just putting in the tags, like we did a New Orleans episode that it probably wasn't one of my favorite episodes. It was really just, and then we did this and we went to this place. This place was cool. But I think because of all the tags, you know, that enough people look up New Orleans and Pat O'Brien's and Mardi Gras, whatever, that I think it just got shown or listened to a lot just because of the tags. You know, so it, not necessarily what the content is, I
Trump
guess.
Trump wipes things on stage. Trump,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was good, though. That was good. That should have got views.
If somebody came to you and said, hey, I'm thinking about starting a podcast, what words of wisdom or cautionary tales or whatever that might be, what would you tell them?
Oh, I would tell them, and this is kind of funny, it goes back to your... all these gravy for the brain things that you guys are listening to, mm-hmm. I would make sure that they practice a little bit first. Cause I know our first few episodes, we were just trying to like get an episode out and see what happened. Cause you know, we were sure everybody wanted to listen to us and it was going to be amazing. And we did a couple of stupid little 6 or 10 minute episodes and they weren't done well. They didn't really have any great content. And I think if that is where somebody comes into, you know, they ask Siri to listen to Mermaid Mountain Goat and that's the first thing they hear, they're probably not going to listen anymore. So actually in hindsight, I should probably delete them just so those couple are gone. But that's, you know, I would really make sure that they practiced a little bit first, maybe did a couple of test episodes without posting them. Mm-hmm. Just to make sure they're putting out something that people care about.
Make sure you do it when you're in a good frame of mind, because we've actually had somewhere.
We had an episode that we were fighting, and I don't remember.
I'm sure it came through. But the other word.
I was,
I was editing out some things for sure. But that's and that's another good one. You know, if you don't think you have anything worth saying, just, you don't have to put out an episode. You know, we kind of got into this thing because when I was doing the YouTube show, I had read or listened to a bunch of the know-it-alls that said, you really have to always put something out every week. And in the beginning, we were really adamant that we would put out an episode every week. And then there got to be a few times where we were really stretching to try to do like a 20-minute episode because we were just putting in crap. So we decided it made more sense, especially some were traveling. You know, if we have a great now, we're going from Texas over to Orlando in the course of a week, and we're not going to have any time to record anything. You know, we're just going to be constantly driving and stopping at a new place every night. And there's not going to be anything worth listening to. So you got to know when not to make an episode too.
Yeah. You know, one of the cool things that I figured out just along the way was that you can, so like with Rami and I, we planned our season out, you know, to kind of get an idea. Okay. Because we were trying to figure out when to record. She's in the UK. I'm in the US. There's a huge time difference. And forget about it whenever time changes here, because it's 2 weeks before it changes there. So that mucks everything up. So we did this whole schedule of like what we were going to do. Well, we couldn't necessarily have time to record episodes every single week, even though we wanted to publish every week. But we had some ideas about 3 or 4 episodes that we wanted to do. So we had some time one day and sat there and recorded the content for like, say, the first episode or first four episodes. And so we banked them, and then we were able to do them week by week and have our consistent. But we got to the point too, where it was like, maybe we won't put out our podcast every week. Cause you know how people say you have to be consistent. I think in my mind, I just automatically assumed consistent was weekly. Well, consistent doesn't have to be weekly. If it's every 2 weeks, it's still consistent. It's just every 2 weeks and not every week.
That's true. And banking is a good idea, because what I think we'll end up doing, like I've been writing down some ideas for stuff that that everyone might not want to listen to, but like I'm really into like how to make money on the road. I enjoy coming up with ways to still work, you know, and we're semi-retired. So we still need to make some money, but we're in a great position. So it's fun though, to kind of go over those things. And we've had some people ask questions along the way, and I'd like to go a little deeper into that, but that would really be pretty much a me episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's some of those kind of things I could do to fill in on the in-betweens when I know we're not able to do a regular full-blown episode.
It could just be like, you know, just coffee time or something, you know, where it's like kind of a bonus episode within the lineup or whatever. But and I bet you would have plenty of people listen to that one. I mean, how many times do you see in the forums, how do you make money on the road? And, you know, every time you'll see the same certain amount of people that are posting like what they do, and then a few that'll have something different. But you kind of, it's always a question in the forums. I'm sure somebody would be interested in it. I know I would be, because, you know, I'm fascinated by business. I'm a bit of a nerd that way. So for me, I'm like, ooh, business. Ooh.
I love that kind of stuff too. So you know, we have an Amazon store, but I actually learned about that by watching another RV show on YouTube, and they just kind of alluded to it a little bit in one of their episodes, and I was fascinated. So I started digging deep to learn about it. But yeah, you never know where you're going to find that next cool idea to do whatever, whether it's a location to go to or a way to make money. You know,
I know I do that with voiceover stuff too. I'll find stuff on Facebook or whatever that somebody's just randomly talking about something they did, and I'll catch in their little write-up that they've done, like who they were working with or what they were working on. And then I'll start to research it, and I'm like, now I can reach out and market to them. You know, like you just never know where you're going to find that lead. You're absolutely right.
The other thing that we do is in between, we really do get on Facebook. And I try to put something about where we're going or what we're doing or something crazy fun, this, that. We have been noticed. I mean, I think we do need to say this. We, Peter, on a whim, we really do everything electric. And I think people need to know that. We live in a Class A motorhome, but we gave up a car for a year to mm-hmm. see how for a full year we don't have a vehicle. What we do have are we have two e-bikes, and we ended up buying a small scooter because, frankly, our butt hurt on the e-bike and you need to get certain places faster. It was a medical thing, actually. We then, because we love the water, we wanted a boat. Mm-hmm. Because and we stay at a lot of places that need boats. So very long story short, Peter reached out to a bunch of electric motor companies, and we got a partnership, not a sponsorship,
one of the companies gave us a motor for half off. So
we
got a pseudo sponsorship where they gave us a hell of a deal to buy one of their electric outboards for our boat. We have a inflatable boat that's like a dinghy from a yacht, so they're really well built, but they're only about 10 feet long, and it deflates and rolls up and we can stick it under the RV. But yeah, so we go to a lot of lakefront campgrounds, and some of them are on the ocean. So now we've got a little 3-horsepower motor. We can put it on our boat, and in like 15 or 20 minutes, we can have it inflated, all set up, and we've had a blast with it. But that was just one of those random things that, because of the podcast, I started reaching out to these companies, and one of them gave us a deal.
That's kind of how sponsorship works, I think. So then sponsorship. So you got one sort of partnership, sponsorship sort of thing, where you got the motor for half price. Did you just have to like kind of mention their name in the podcast, or was there something that...
A lot. Mention that.
Yeah, we didn't have to do anything. They basically said we're not sponsors, but we'll give you this deal. But we frankly have enjoyed it so much that they've gotten way more than their money out of we didn't have to do no contract or anything. No. We just mention it a lot because we really enjoy it, and a lot of our adventures are we're out in the boat on the water. So
I gotcha.
Content, and it's on their Instagram now.
Yeah, they posted one of our things on Instagram, so that was cool.
You're like, yes, that's a backlink. That's SEO. Awesome. Yeah.
That'd be nice just to bump the numbers.
So then your podcast, is it currently self-funded, or do you have any type of sponsorship or future plans for sponsorship, that sort of thing?
No, just us. I mean, I mean, sure, I'd love to make money on it, but I don't really care that much. I'd be as happy, honestly, probably more ego than anything. I'd be happier having 10 times as many followers and no money, you know, than the same amount of followers and a little money. Because I'm cool if I just know that people are listening. I think then I feel like it's worth doing.
Yeah, it's my fun.
And I don't envision getting a couple $1,000 a month that's going to make a difference to, you know, for what we do. So I just want to know that people are listening and are enjoying it, hopefully.
Yeah, I think a lot of people that get into podcasting don't realize just what's involved and what kind of costs can be involved. I mean, they don't have to be a great deal, but there is a great deal of time spent. And so, you know, like sometimes you think, oh, okay, well, I'd like to be able to somehow compensate myself for the time. But I know, so just like my podcast host Rami and I were talking about, we started the VoiceOver Girls Across the Pond podcast because we wanted to have our voice out there. Obviously, people hear your voice, they might want to buy your voice. There was that, but then we decided on the content that we did because we thought, well, newbies are not represented in current podcasts. But then we were like, okay, so then the other thing is maybe eventually we can monetize this thing, whether we have affiliate links or we have sponsors or whatever, so that this thing will at least pay for itself, or maybe it can be a source of revenue. And we found out that we had vastly different ideas of what that process looked like.
Well, that's a lot of like the YouTube channel had. We had Amazon affiliate links, and we'd make a little bit of money, like very little. Mm-hmm. But that was something that the work was so much to make, you know, $4 a month or something like that. I didn't care.
No, we find we get actually more money from with our e-bikes. Mm. We refer them out and use a referral code.
Oh, yeah.
We do well. So we have like $150 right now.
Yeah, just people that we've let test ride our bikes, and they have a referral code if somebody buys from. So we just send off the email, and a couple of people have bought them because of it. So that's always a little bonus money. You know, it's not going to change the world, but yeah. No, I mean, to your point, I shouldn't have glossed over. We would love to make money fast. I mean, that would be amazing, but I don't envision, I guess I'm more to your side. I don't think there's any way in the next couple of years we're going to make anything mm-hmm. meaningful on it. So I'm just happy with, as long as people kind of receive it well, mm-hmm. you know, in 3 years, maybe I'll say I'm not going to spend a couple hours a week, you know, dealing with editing, mm-hmm. but who knows? We'll see what happens. If we get sick of it down the road and it's not growing, then maybe we would stop doing it. But right now we like doing it, and it seems to be still slowly growing. So that's good enough.
That's great.
And we're only at month. Are we at month eight or nine?
If that.
Yeah. So we're new. We're newbies to this. So
yeah.
We're learning as we go. We've had other people do mentions of us and stuff, and we'll bump in numbers at that time. So but yeah, we find it in different spots.
Yeah. So if people do want to reach out to you, why don't you give us some information about how they can reach out to you, how they can hear you, how they can see you, all of your stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty much just ask your smart speaker or Google mermaid and mountain goat and it'll come up.
We're the only one.
You're the only one? All right, cool. Well, folks, that's it for this episode. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the podcast with everyone you know. We'd love to get the word out there about what we're doing. And if you're interested in joining our Facebook group, you can find us at facebook.com/groups/voiceovergirlsacrossthepond. Until next time, bye.
Thanks for joining us for the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. This is where we would normally shout out to our sponsors.
Rami, we don't have any sponsors yet.
I know, but if we did, this would be the shout out. Hint, hint. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast.
And tell all your friends, your family, your neighbors, and everyone else.